How we're going to go today is pretty much I'm going to read through a series of verses. You can follow along if you want to. I'm kind of just going to go from one to the next, starting in the Old Testament, moving our way through. Not really making any comment on it right now, just kind of creating this broader picture of some of these ideas that come out through our reading, and then we'll jump back into it. But before we look at some of these verses, two questions I want you to think about and consider is, what do you think about when it comes to being blessed? What does that mean to you to be blessed? And then two is, when you think about glorifying God, what comes to mind? What, as far as when we say all to the glory of God, what exactly does that mean? So as I've been studying, as I've been looking through some of these verses, my idea of being blessed has grown my it's changed my perspective on it. Has been The Lord has been showing me some things and what it really means to be blessed. So just some thoughts and questions to consider, and we'll start with our reading. So in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, it says this: "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I'll bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse you. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." And then if we jump to Psalms, in Psalm chapter 23, it says that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We'll touch on that a little bit later. But in Psalm chapter 37, we'll read verse 4 and 5. It says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass." Then in Psalms, we're going to jump to Psalm 84. We'll read verse 11 and 12. "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in you." One more in Psalms 128. In verses 1 and 2, it said, "Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walks in his ways. For you shall eat the labor of your hands. Happy will you be, and it shall be well with you." Now, going over to the New Testament, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. It says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." Over to John chapter 17, and the Lord's Prayer, we'll read just verse 3 and 4. Jesus speaking, "And this is life eternal, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, who you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do." Over in Romans chapter 11. Romans 11 and verse 36 says this: "For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31. Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. "But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." Ephesians chapter 1 Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." And then one more from now in Philippians chapter 4. We read verses 19 and 20. "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." So let's just open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for all that you are. We just want to give you all the praise and the glory and the honor that's due your name. For you are worthy. And as we just saw in your scriptures, that there is only one God, the one true living God. And we are so grateful that we get to be before you, that we get to open your word and hear what you have to say. So Lord, as we consider some of these thoughts about blessing and glory, I pray that you would teach us, that you would speak, and that we would just be able to take it all in to the glory of God the Father. And so in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. So thinking about question we started with of being blessed. And what do you think of in terms of being blessed? And your mind may have gone to physical things such as being blessed with a nice car, a big house, maybe a certain job that you have, maybe your financial status, maybe a family that's closely linked together. All of these things that you consider, oh, if I'm blessed, these things fall into that category. But if you think about some of those things that was just shared and some of those things that you're thinking of, you could look at an individual who has no relationship with the Lord and they have those things, right? They have a nice house, they have the good jobs, they have the nice car, they have a close family. So it has to be something a little bit more than just I have things or a happiness in obtaining things. It has to be a little bit deeper. So maybe start thinking about, okay, maybe something that's not necessarily physical, but it could even be a mindset. It could be that person's blessed with, there's just a peace about them. They have a calmness. They have a talent or an ability that's just, they're so blessed to be able to do X, Y, and Z. And you could think about maybe not necessarily physical things, but maybe just inward things that they might have. They just have a happiness to them. They're blessed. But then you think about that in the same regard and think, well, there's people, again, who have no relationship with God, and there's some kind, caring, good people that have all those things too. So being blessed when it comes to God has to be a little bit deeper than just having things or being happy or in a state of mind. Like, there are people who, again, have no relationship with God yet to this point, who are living very good lives. So to just say that person is blessed or I am so blessed just because of physical or emotional, mental state of mind, it has to go a little bit deeper. So keep that in mind. And as we just read through these scriptures about what it means to be blessed, yes, there's those specific things, and you might be able to take all those physical accomplishments. You might be able to take those mental and emotional state of being, and God may have blessed you with those things, but is it a little bit deeper? Is it a little bit more of just being happy? Okay, so, and then that went into our next question, which is, okay, what do you think about when you think about the glory of God? And that's something if you played sports or there's different teams, right? Christian schools that might have a sporting event or really any Christian that might be playing in an event, if they pray beforehand, you'll hear this a lot. Well, they say, "Lord, thank you for letting us play. We just want to do all to the glory of your name." right? And they say amen. And really, there's a lot of people that said, I don't really know what that means, but I'm going to say it. And then they go about playing their game and they forget all about it. So glory in itself has to be a little bit more deeper than just the word, right? These are pretty broad topics to be blessed, to glorify God. It's something we just read through a few scriptures and those words were repeated over and over again, right? And you could pick through plenty of other examples. There's anywhere from 300 to 500 instances in the Bible where the word blessed or being blessed or blessing is mentioned. So I just picked a handful from those. So there's so much that goes into it. It's such a big category. But how do we take it inwardly a little bit deeper? How do we take it to the Lord in order to understand what it truly means to be blessed in Christ? You go back to maybe your idea of what it means to be blessed and having those characteristics. And sometimes we might get into this trap or being stuck into thinking that, oh, if God was really blessing me, I would have these things. If God was really blessing me, then I would be at a different level than everybody else. That we tend to falsely misrepresent, misidentify that we think that God's involvement in our life, God's blessing in our life should look at this category, this level, that I should have X, Y, and Z if God was truly blessing me. But there are those that are extremely blessed by the Lord who live very basic and average life if we were looking at just those physical things. But yet they are extremely blessed by the Lord. So there has to be another aspect in there other than just obtaining things or being happy. And that's why I think these ideas come together so much. You might see, okay, blessing and glory, what do they have to do with each other? They seem like something totally different. What is my happiness and the glory of God? What do they have in common? And I think that's the key to understanding all of this is the fact that when you are blessed by God, it is because you are reflecting the glory back to him. And I think that's the key point that comes out in all of this. And as we read through those scriptures, and it created this picture of blessing and glory being related and intertwined together here. So they're not two separate ideas. I think they're one in the same to help us understand and help us to really see ourselves as being blessed. And we talk about things like counting our blessings and being so caught up in the goodness of what God has given us. And we start to understand more and more deeper of, wow, I truly am blessed. And I like this definition as I was looking at different ideas about being blessed. And one example, one part of it was saying how it's independent, being blessed is independent of the circumstances that are going on around us. So you might be going through a tough time, but you might be extremely blessed. Or you may have obtained a ton of things, but you're not giving it back to God. You're not in a good standing with God to where you're not living in the blessing, even though the things around you are going really well. So something to remember is that your state of being blessed. And I think as we read through these scriptures, you'll find out that you are always living and blessing. You are always being blessed. But if you're looking towards circumstances to define whether God is blessing me or not, I think you're always going to be disappointed because you're not seeing clearly what God is actually doing. So then it becomes harder to count your blessings. It becomes harder to see God's provision in his answers in your life. Even as we read some of these verses, especially in Philippians 4:19, it says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." We read over in Psalms as well that God won't hold anything from those who walk uprightly. And there's even verses that say, anything you ask in his name, he will give it to you. And again, you could find these promises throughout all of scripture. Over and over again, it says how the Lord is going to pour out, that he is going to give his blessings to his people. And again, if we're being honest with ourselves, we see that there's probably times in our life where we're thinking, okay, I see all these things in scripture. I see all these promises. I see how the Lord wants to bless and how we are supposed to be a blessing to others and to live the blessed life and to count our blessing, all these things. But I look at my life and I'm still struggling. I'm still falling short. I'm asking for these things and nothing is happening. Is God really answering my prayer, or is he, I haven't heard from God in a while. And even you think about this week, and we found out at the beginning of the week that there was going to be a potential storm for Sunday. And I know there's many that were praying and were discussing, talking about, hey, we would like to be in person together worshiping the Lord. And we prayed that, we talked about it. We seemed like it would be a good thing to be in person. And here we are. We're not in person. So does it mean that God didn't answer the prayer? Not at all. I think it's showing us exactly what God means when he answers our prayers and what he means when he blesses. And I think a huge component to this and a huge component to God supplying our need is that he gives us what we need. He blesses us with what we need in order to reflect and glorify him. So if we needed to be in a physical building this morning in order to glorify him, he would have made that possible. But instead, we're still gathered together on Zoom, opening scripture, talking about the things of God in order to glorify him. So we didn't need to be physically at the church to give glory to his name. We're able to do it here. So God answered that prayer, and he was showing us that the answer was ends in glorifying him. It doesn't mean you have to be here or there. Remember, being blessed, giving God the glory is independent of what we're going through. That's why I love where we read over in 1 Corinthians where it says, whether you eat, whether you drink. And then Paul says, whatever you do, do it unto the glory of the Lord. So it doesn't matter your circumstance. The things that we go through in life, the things that we have, the blessings that we have been given, always come back to glorifying the Lord. So it doesn't matter what we're doing, in a sense, if we're taking that and glorifying the Lord. And it's something that the Lord has been speaking to me about, and he has blessed me with in certain circumstances where people have asked me what my perspective or what my view on certain things has been. And I find myself answering this way in almost every situation is, does it give glory to God? And I think sometimes we get so caught up in having things in different categories that if I do this, it's right. And if I do this, it's going to be wrong. And there's sometimes in between where it's like, I don't know if it's right or wrong. And it's, should I do this? Should I do that? What's God's will? Lord, show me a sign. And it's like all these things trying to figure out how it fits our categories of what's right and wrong. And I finding in scripture and the Lord just showing anything that you could do unto the Lord is what you should be doing. And it shouldn't be falling into, if I do these things right, I'm good. And if I stay away from this, it's wrong. And I'm good there too. And I think a lot of people live this way where it's just sticking to their list, thinking that all is well, and they're not really tapping into what living in the blessing of the Lord is. There's certain things too where, again, if you're doing it unto the Lord, something might be right for one person, that's wrong for another, or something might be wrong for one person that somebody else can turn and say, "Hey, I'm doing this for the glory of God." Remember, it's independent of whatever the thing or the circumstance is, right? There's people who have the high paying job, who have the high paying status, and they have this influence. They have all these things, but they're never giving it back to the Lord. They're not really living in blessing. But if you have somebody who maybe physically doesn't have much, but everything they do have, they're giving the Lord thanks for it. They're seeking ways that the Lord is glorified by it. They're living in blessing, even though their outward life doesn't really seem like much special. But they're taking everything they have and they're reflecting it back to the Lord. And think of it this way. This example came to mind over at church. And downstairs, we have a ping pong table. And on that ping pong table, there's a feature where you could take half of the table and you could fold it over to where it's just a straight wall. And then the other half is normal. So if you were just by yourself, you could take the ping pong and the paddle and you could just keep hitting it back against the wall over and over again. You hit the ball, it hits the wall, it bounces back. You hit the ball, it hits the wall, it bounces back. And that process just keeps continuing over and over and over again. And it only stops when either you come to, so say you maybe you're practicing hitting against the wall and you want to hit 100 times in a row. And that's what you set out to do. You hit 100, you stop, you finish the work, the game's over. Or the other way it stops, if there's nothing set, a no set end, and you're just hitting against it, hitting against it, hitting against it, that it's the game doesn't stop until you stop, until you get tired. That wall is never going to get tired. It's never going to make a mistake. Every time you hit against it, it's going to bounce it back. That's the way it's designed to set up, that it's always going to bounce it back. And I was thinking about this in terms of blessing and in terms of giving God glory and blessing the Lord as well, is that when you bless the Lord, we even looked at the verse in 2 Corinthians where it was talking about reflecting the image of God, that when you look at the things of the Lord, it reflects back. It's like a mirror. That's the picture that Paul uses in 2 Corinthians. And I once heard a message that said, "My maker is my mirror," where when you look at the things of God, it's reflecting back towards you. And it's the same idea with blessings, and it's the same idea with giving God the glory. So when God is blessing you and you're giving God the glory back, he's going to bounce like that wall, like that ping pong wall, he's going to reflect it back. So it just keeps this process, this relationship of the Lord blesses me, I give him the glory for it, he gives me more blessing, and I just keep going back and forth, and it stays that way until the work is completed or until I get caught up in myself, and now that's not going to go back. That glory doesn't go back, that blessing can't come back down. So it's this process and this relationship of going back and forth of the Lord pouring out the blessing and me giving the glory back, knowing that he could pour the blessing right back down. But if I'm looking at my circumstances, if I'm looking at blessing, if I'm looking at what he's given me, and I'm just thinking about how it's going to affect me, and I never give it back, it's gonna die there, and it's just gonna stay stuck because I'm not reflecting it back to the one who gave it to me. Just like that ping pong example, if I don't hit the ball back, I'm not going to be able to play the game because it's not going to bounce off of that wall. You even think of it too, this reflection, this back and forth, where we started in Genesis and talking about the blessing, where it was not only to be blessed, but be a blessing to others. And you think of this example of bouncing it and reflecting it back and forth, where you think about it, if God is blessing you and you're giving the glory back, he could then bless somebody else who gives the glory back, and then it comes back to you, and just keeps repeating the cycle of blessing, reflecting his glory, getting the best blessing back, and then blessing one another. Just like the ping pong example, say you had two people now on one side, and instead of playing against each other, they wanted to practice being on the same side, and they still have this barrier in front of them. One person hits the ball off the wall, it bounces back, the other person comes and hits it back, hits the wall, and goes back to the first person, and that process can repeat. So now you're taking the blessing that God's giving you, you're reflecting it back to Him, and now He's blessing others with it, and now both of you are blessed. And in the same process, you have this relationship with the Lord. So when we're thinking about blessing, when we're thinking about what we're asking the Lord for, are we considering His glory? Are we considering others? Are we considering this back and forth type of reflection and relationship one to another that could just spread? Or is it, Lord, bless me today. So, and that's it. And our thought process never goes beyond what we're going to use it for. So all of this, it's bringing me to this idea. And we started with thinking about our definition for blessing. And I said how the Lord has been showing me some new things, new perspective when it comes to this. And I think what he's been showing me is that any blessing from the Lord is anything, whether he gives or whether he even takes away, that I could then use to reflect the glory back to him. So it could be anything. It doesn't matter. And it's, again, it's independent of what he's doing. So when I'm asking God for things, when I'm praying things like in Philippians 4:19, saying, Lord, I have a need. Will you supply me with this need? It's basically saying, Lord, bless me with this thing so that I could reflect it back to you. And I think a lot of times you'll find that when he doesn't, quote unquote, answer our prayers, or when that thing doesn't happen, what it shows us is that I didn't need it to glorify him. Again, just like the example today, we didn't need to be in a physical church building to glorify God today. We were able to do it right here. So he didn't have to clear the way. He didn't have to hold back the storm. He didn't have to give us this direct access because we had to be in the building today. It didn't matter. We were able to glorify him regardless. So that's how you could look at these verses where it says, my God shall supply all of your need. Anything that you ask in God's name, he's going to give it to you, and say he really is going to do that. It's not that we're cutting things out and say, well, I guess just not this time, or I guess I'm not in good standing with the Lord in order to get this blessing, or that person must be blessed even more because they seem to be getting everything. It's looking at these things and looking at our prayer life, looking at our needs, looking at our desires. We talked in Psalms too. It says where it was saying to delight yourself in the Lord, and He's going to give you the desires of your heart. Over a few chapters later in Psalm 40, it says to delight, I delight to do your will, O Lord. And it's, do we have this joy about us that I delight to use whatever I've been given to reflect it back to you? And once you start thinking that way, you continue to stay blessed because you're not looking at the circumstance as the indicator of whether God's blessing is in your life. Even sometimes too, you might think of different choices that you may have. Say you're in high school and you're getting ready to go away to college, and you have options, and it's like, should I go down to Florida and go to college there, or should I stay home and go to college here? And I have these options and I have these decisions and I don't know what to do. And it's, Lord, show me your will. Is it your will to go here? Is it your will to go there? And nothing seems to happen, and you don't seem to get the answer. And it could be any situation as well. It could be a new job. You have two opportunities in front of you. Lord, should I take this job? Should I take this one? And you get all stressed, and you can't make a decision on either of them. And it's because, are we thinking when we're making decisions, when these things are presented for us, are we looking at that and say, Lord, is it your will? Is your will in this school? Is your will in this job? Is it here? Is it there? And we go back and forth, and it's overwhelming and it stresses us out. And I think that the process should be that if you're so caught up in who God is, if you're so caught up in God's will ahead of time, if you're so caught up in his blessing that he has already given to you, then it doesn't really matter which decision you end up choosing. That's where, again, back to our verse in 1 Corinthians, where it says, whatever you do, do it unto the Lord. Do it all for the glory of the Lord. So think about, okay, I have this opportunity on this on the table. I also have this one. My first thought should be, which one am I going to glorify the Lord? Because if our first thought is, oh, what opportunity can I get? What experience am I going to have? What influence am I going to be in? How happy am I going to be? And that's the only questions I ever get to. Then no matter what you pick is going to be wrong because you're not doing it unto the Lord. On the contrary, if you're living in the blessing, if you're living in God's will ahead of time and saying, I just want to do what you want me to do, Lord, I just want to live for your glory. I could do it in Florida, I could do it here. It doesn't really matter which one I pick. It's not going to make or break me because the choice and the decision and the circumstance has nothing to do with the ultimate pursuit in all of this, which is to glorify God. So that's where we see that if we're living in this blessing, if we're considering the Lord, if our end result in everything that we do is, Lord, I just want to glorify you, then we're going to start seeing those blessings more and more clearly, because then anything he gives you, you're thinking, oh Lord, thank you for this new job opportunity. I pray that you would put me in front of the right people, that we would have the right conversations, that I would be able to pray beforehand, and all these things. Then it becomes such a blessing to go into that job. It becomes such a blessing to do those things, those hobbies, whatever the case may be, because you've already established that this is how you're going to approach it and that God is going to get the glory. And it's independent of whatever the thing is. Even thinking of, say even this coming summer, okay? There's going to be some of you that have been blessed with the ability to golf, that he's given you the talent, he's giving you the opportunity, he's given you the space in your schedule, he's given you the friends, he's given you the course, all of it. He's blessed you with the tools to go play golf. But if your mindset is constantly, oh, I've been given all this, I'm just blessed, and the idea is just your golf game, it's just going to die there. That's all it's ever going to be. And you're going to find yourself not content with what you're doing. You're not going to be content out on the golf course because it's always going to be chasing and striving for something more that's not going to satisfy. But if your idea is, Lord, thank you for the talent to golf. Thank you for the nice weather we're having. Thank you for the friends I get to be around. And you're going in with that mindset, I'm going to play golf to glorify the Lord. Then it becomes where the Lord is going to keep showing up with those opportunities. Why? Because he's been blessing you in things of golf so that you could go glorify his name out on the course. On the same note, there's some of you that are never going to step on a golf course this year. So with that example, it's not the thing, it's not golfing that becomes the blessing. It's anything that the Lord has given you that you could reflect back to him. So it could be something, maybe it's gardening, and you've started this hobby of gardening and growing plants, and maybe you've even started distributing them to your friends. Maybe you've even sold them online. And every time you send one out, you put a little card that has a scripture verse on it. And now that gets sent out. So now the Lord's blessing is blessing you with the opportunity to have a garden, to be able to grow these plants, to be able to do this thing that you like, enjoy doing, but you're thinking in terms of how is this going to glorify God, to where now you're speaking of things of him, and now that gets sent out to other people. And now it becomes just like the ping pong example and this reflection example, where he's showering you with blessing, you're giving the glory back, and that gets extended to other people as well. And it just keeps going back and forth like that. And now we're all living in blessing because we're all set with Christ in mind, and God is at the center of all of this. That it pours down on you, that you give it back to God, and then he blesses somebody else with it. That way, it always goes back to God, and it just keeps bouncing out, and it radiates over and over again. We read in Matthew chapter 5 where it says to let your work shine. And if you're thinking of it as, Lord, just bless me so that I could just be so much better on another level than anybody else. And we think that way sometimes. We think that, oh, if God's going to bless me, he's going to make my works, he's going to make my actions just so much better. And in the end, I'll have the opportunity to say praise God afterwards. And that's not how God works a lot of the times. He's saying, I could bless you any which in way. I could get you any tool, any type of provision you might need in order to glorify me. And it doesn't have to be how you see it. But if your mindset is, I'm using this situation, I'm using this thing he's given me, it's all for the glory of God, then it becomes like we've been talking about. It doesn't really matter what you're doing because your works are now reflecting him. But if you're thinking about all these things, oh Lord, give me a new job, and in your mind, all you ever get to is so that I'm going to have more money, that I'm going to have more influence, that other people are going to see how well I'm doing, and that's all you ever get to, then even if you get that job, is it really a blessing? And is it really what God wants you to be doing? So kind of as we wrap up this discussion, thinking about being blessed, anything the Lord puts in our life or takes out of our life, those are just tools to then be used for him. And we looked in John 17, where the Lord Jesus is saying, I have finished the work. I have glorified you. It's the same idea that the Lord's main purpose, his main work, was to glorify the Father. It says in Philippians 2, we've been talking about it in the Bible study, where he emptied himself, where it says that he emptied himself of that glory in order to become a servant, in order to glorify the Father. So even the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was fully God, had this purpose, had this mission to reflect the glory back to the Father. And you think about his life and all the things that he did, those were was just the avenue. That was just the path. Those were just the tools that the Lord Jesus Christ had in order to glorify the Father. The main purpose, the main work, and why he's able to say, I have finished the work, and he hasn't even gone to the cross yet, is because he has already established that this work that I'm doing is glorifying the Father. So that's how in our lives, we could take whatever the Lord has given us and saying, Lord, thank you for this, giving thanks in all circumstance, because this is the tool that I need in order to glorify God. And if he's not giving it to me, then it means that I don't need it in order to glorify God. So that's how we could go back to these verses and look at these promises and really take claim to them, because he has said he's not going to withhold anything that I would need for those who have walked uprightly. So if my aim is always to glorify the Lord, he's not going to withhold anything that's going to allow me to do so. And if he's not giving it to me, then I don't need it to do so either. So just kind of to wrap it up, going back to our questions, what do you think about what it means to be blessed? And what do you think about what it means to glorify God? I would consider it this way. In order to be blessed, or blessing comes, it's anything God gives you or anything God takes away from you that you could then use to glorify him. And if I'm thinking about, okay, what does glorifying God mean? It's every, it even says that, who is this King of glory? It's the Lord strong and mighty. He is the example of definition of glory. It's anything good. It's all this praise. It's all this thanksgiving. It's all this gratitude, honor, power, all those things. When you take it and say, Lord, thank you for the talents and the gift you have given me so that I could give you all those things that I just listed, that you're giving that back to the Lord. So now I'm blessed with this talent. I'm blessed with this ability because it ends with God getting the glory. It doesn't end with me just having it and just carrying out my life. That's the difference between somebody who's just blessed, happy, has a lot of fortune going for them. And someone who's truly blessed by the Lord is someone who's able to take anything in all circumstance and reflect it back and give God the glory. So think about that when you're thinking about being blessed, when you're thinking about going through your day-to-day life, when you're thinking about the jobs, the positions, the people, everything that God has put in your life. He has strategically put it there in order to reflect back to Him. So whatever you're going through, whatever you have, whatever you're praying for, think of it in this terms. You're always blessed because you could always give it back, give the glory back to the Lord. So stay blessed. Let's close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for all that you have done. We thank you that you have showered us with your blessings, but it's all to the glory of God. So we pray that whatever we do, that we would just have you in mind, that we would invite you into it, so that you get it back. And Lord, just whatever you have, whatever results, we know that the results aren't the blessing. It's just knowing you and just being a part of what you're doing. Thank you, Lord, that you have divided us all up with different abilities, different talents, different jobs, different just identities of who we are, that we could cling to this truth that who we are children of God. So Lord, just help us to take all things, use it as a tool for you, and reflect your glory back. So we just thank you. We pray for each one. We thank you for each one that has saw it within their hearts to join the meeting today, to be able to hear what you would have to say. We pray for safety during the storm, and that you would just bless. And Lord, we would be able to reflect it back to you. And so in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.